Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
We're going streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Friday the 24th of June. Don't you love when the big leaguers look like we did when we were kids?
And the 1-1 pitch. Goldie, a base hit, down the left field line and into the corner. Nolan Gorman is second, on his way to third. Pop Warner says, let's go. Let's test him. Relay to the plate. The throw is not in time. It gets away. Goldie to third. They throw it away again. And Goldie will score. It's like a little league home run. And it's 2-0 St. Louis.
Oh, it's a hit for Paul Goldschmidt. Don't worry, the second most selected batter in Beat the Streak yesterday delivered. But the joy is in seeing that last throw from the catcher end up way down the left field line, allowing Goldie to score. It went through not one, not two, but three different Brewers. Big leaguers, they're just like us. It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Matt Spiegel is me. I'm here along with Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, as always.
It's like watching golf and like a golfer taking five shots to get out of a bunker. That's what that was.
Yeah, it's reassuring. It's invigorating for regular humans like us. I was invigorated with Dansby Swanson, who is still on fire.
Another fly ball hit high in the air toward left field. Peterson on the run to the warning track, to the wall and gone. A two-homer day for Dansby Swanson. When you are hot, you are hot, and he is that.
Oh, yeah, he is. Thank you, Chip. Dansby's on fire. Great piece in The Athletic yesterday about the moment in April when Swanson realized just how messed up his timing was. He was looking at his swing side by side with a swing from last year, and he said it made him, quote, want to throw up, unquote. He fixed it, and eventually results came. Best year of his life since May the 15th. He's hitting 358 with an OPS over one. I had him and beat the streak, but I didn't get my pick in on time. Come on, Spiegel. That is amateur stuff, man.
Boo!
I know. But no matter, because Ty France, my other pick, went 0-2 against Oakland. So I would have been back at zip, zip, zippity-doo-dah anyway.
0.0.
You deserve that 0.0 right there.
I totally do. I totally do. This game is stupid, and I hate it, and I'm an idiot. I am not alone, though, in my failure, because the fourth pick era of dominance is on hold.
Yeah, the era lasted, you know, 7 episodes. Luis Arraez looked awful yesterday against the Guardians. 0-4.
0-4. I know you're watching at bats live there at the day job. So, yes, folks, a couple of big winners here. Dispensing advice. Did you guys know that hitting is hard?
So is streaking.
Yes, streaking. Also hard. Let's take a look at the state of the streak, as we do every morning. Philly, simply Philly, which we believe might be an actual female horse, a true filly as a streaker. Either that or it's Mike Schmidt. These are my two choices. Streaking alone at 37 is Philly atop the leaderboard thanks to this guy.
Hit hard, deep to left field, off the base of the wall. One run is in on Turner's third hit of the day. RBI double. And the lead extended to 7-1 as they score for the fifth straight inning.
Yeah. The Dodgers all over the Reds, as you do. 5 straight innings of scoring a run. Sorry, Ryan.
I feel like you picked that highlight just for the end call there by Joe Davis. And they've scored for the fifth straight inning.
I didn't pick it for that, but I did enjoy leaving that in.
Sure you did.
I could have gotten out earlier, but then I'm like, you know what? That's kind of fun. You see the double down yesterday for Philly? Manny Machado, not on the injured list, and hoping to avoid it, remarkably, after what looked like devastation in the Manny calamity, the Machado shit show from last Sunday. But there was virtually no chance he was going to be in the lineup. It's an interesting pick. Manny Machado was 5th most selected overall. Huh? Some auto-clickers are out there just picking the recommendations or something. Is Philly one of them at 37? I'm confused. Let's invite Philly on and try to find out, shall we?
Sure.
We shall. Tex Ags 91 is at 36 on the strength of a Dodgers double down with Turner and Freddie Freeman. 6 other streakers are in the 30s, but that is it. What did we learn yesterday? Well, big left-handed slugging catchers can be super impressive on a gorgeous night in Chicago.
On 1-1 to Rutschman. A hard ground ball, a fair ball over the bag, and ticketed for the right field corner. It hits the sidewall. Hayes has scored, and Mountcastle has to hold at third. Rutschman is into second. It is a 2 extra base hit night. He's got all 3 of the Orioles' RBIs, and the number one pick from 3 years ago is making quite an impression in Chicago.
Adley Rutschman caught 9 innings in a shutout, the Orioles' 3rd in the last 6 games, by the way, and he homered and had that double. He's hitting .326, slugging .651, with 10 of his 14 hits going for extra bases. Those numbers over the last 2 weeks. Orioles, by the way, are 16-15 in the 31 games that he's been up. Been a long time for that fan base to maybe feel a glimmer of overall optimism.
What world are we living in where the Orioles and Pirates fan bases are having glimmers of hope?
I know. History says they won't last, and that O'Neill Cruz and Adley Rutschman will both be traded, probably to the Padres, within about 3 years. Anyway, this dude, he loves Miami.
That's left up, and it's swatted to deep center field, and De La Cruz is going to have to play this one off the wall. C.J. Cron's going to get a green light, and the throw to the plate is not going to get him. It's by momentarily, and it will allow Rodgers to go to third. He still doesn't have a single in the series, but he's throwing out doubles and the occasional triple. And Rodgers got a hanger and ties it up with that 2-out double.
Brendan Rodgers did add a single at the end of last night's game to give him four hits on the night. 6-for-13 in the series with a couple of triples. The Florida native Diggs, playing in his home state, had lots of family in attendance. Is your family in attendance as players of Beat the Streak within the MLB Play app? They ought to be. If so, we'll help them towards $5.6 million with the Pick segment coming up next.
The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors have the expertise to find exactly what you need and the ethics to do the right thing, even when it's the harder thing. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Big old baseball Friday action packed. Some cool series getting underway. Red Sox, Guardians in Cleveland. A couple of surging teams fighting to reach the top of their division. Blue Jays, Brewers in Milwaukee is fun and rare. Alec Manoa going for Toronto today. And Dodgers and Braves in Atlanta. Finally, some real competition for the Dodgers as they get out of Cincinnati. And the Braves, two of the National... I said it. I'll say it again. Two of the National League's absolute best in an NLCS rematch. Every episode of the pod, we give you the daily stay away. Yesterday gave you Robbie Ray, who allowed just four hits in six innings. Today, I'm not going to give you Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins, against the Mets. Jeff McNeil's a 320 hitter against Alcantara, has an eight-game hit streak, and is expected to be back in the lineup after missing a couple of games. And guess what? Alcantara has given up six hits in each of his last three starts. Here's what I'm giving you. Justin Verlander at Yankee Stadium. Astros need a clutch performance after the brutal walk-off last night. I know DJ LeMahieu is 7-for-20 against Verlander, so if you have to, you could go there, but Joey Gallo's 3-for-31 against Justin. Anthony Rizzo, surprisingly, has never faced him. I just think JV shows up big in a big spot for Houston. Best team in the game, but I say stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time for the fourth pick as the era of dominance looks to begin anew.
I think Joey Gallo is 3-for-31 against all pitching. Just throwing that out there.
Those all numbers right. Check out.
Exactly. Out, yeah. All right, the fourth pick. This pick is 100% anecdotal because Freddie Freeman is 100% going to get a hit in his first game back in Atlanta since leaving the Braves for the Dodgers. But if you want some analysis too, Freddie Freeman is red hot. He smoked everything in sight in Cincinnati. The dude is on fire. He'll stay that way in Hotlanta tonight.
I love that pick. That is so beautifully and wonderfully anecdotal. I'm an idiot for not making it mine. But here's what I'm doing today with the Daily AA. I'm going to take advantage of some veteran pitchers who throw slow and change speeds a lot. The kind of guys I like to watch, frankly, but guys who give up hits. Analytically, let's go Paul Goldschmidt. 13 career hits against Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs. 9 doubles. Pretty big sample, too, in 43 plate appearances. Goldie's going to be a very popular pick today. And anecdotally, I'm picking a member of the Oakland A's today. That's how you know it's anecdotal, because no analysis could possibly bring me here. Or would it? Three A's hit Zach Greinke well. Elvis Andrus hits 367 in 34 plate appearances. Chad Pinder hits 353 in 18 plate appearances.
Chad Pinder? Who the hell is that?
He just had his name said on a national podcast. And Ramon Laureano is 8-for-16 lifetime for a .500 batting average. Laureano is the one I can bring myself to actually say out loud as an official pick. Yes, I'm picking a guy with a .688 OPS in Beat the Streak. Watch it pay off, too.
Now, go to the MLB Play app and make sure that you put those picks in, unlike you did with Swanson yesterday.
Wow, yeah, I deserved every bit of that. The Elite User Sneak Peek we give you around 7 a.m. They love Paul Goldschmidt today, too. Of course they do. And Tim Anderson. And they love CJ Krohn of the Rockies as well. Time to take a look at the Weekender. Ryan, help people out all weekend long.
All right, so Luis Arraez may have broken my heart yesterday, but I will forgive him. He and the Twins are facing three below-average right-handed starters for the Rockies this weekend in Minnesota, including our boy Antonio Senzatella on Saturday night. Arraez is great at home and against right-handed pitching, and he rarely goes into a slump. So I'm going to trust Arraez once again this weekend. Also this weekend, you can trust Mike Trout as the Angels host the Seattle Mariners. If you remember, Trout had a big series in Seattle last week. Trout has 52 career home runs and a .325 batting average against Seattle.
Oh my God.
Trout hits .371 versus Sunday's Mariners starter Marco Gonzalez.
Those are the filthiest numbers against one team since Albert Pujols owned the Cubs. On Saturday, look at a pair of Dodgers facing left-handed pitcher Max Fried in Atlanta. Trey Turner hits .379 and 29 at-bats against Fried. Justin Turner hits .364 against him. And keep Freddie Freeman's revenge tour in mind as well. He's so nice, though. There's no way it's revenge. It's like a smiling revenge. And all weekend long, the hit probability algorithm loves Tim Anderson. Top three in each of the next 3 days against the Orioles. Anderson's hitting .333 in the three games since coming off the injured list, but that's the key. He is nowhere near 100%, so pay attention to when he is in the lineup and when he is not. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer, the Glazenator. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Kleeman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, spread the word, and don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all your guys, all weekend long, continue to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.